What's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market?
You know, and we're going to have to say volatility. I mean, that seems to be what's driving this market as of late. And, you know, really, just there, the market is ignoring a lot of the fundamentals, a lot of the technicals. It seems to be more about a money flow right now. And that is, you know, I think a direct relationship to what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine, and the fact that it's taking Russia a little longer to grab the Ukraine than anticipated.
Sure. It's all chasing news headlines.
Well, yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, right now, you know, everybody, you know, at first everybody was saying, well, it's going to take Russia about 2 hours to take Ukraine. Well, there was a little bit more opposition than they expected, and it's taking a little bit longer. You know, and that, I think that's what kind of drove the markets down hard on Thursday and on Friday. Also a little disappointed with some of the sanctions, but now all of a sudden we started to pour more sanctions on them. There's a little bit more pushback. There's concern that it might take 3 months or so, and that's going to keep the Black Sea region out of the export market, and it could slow down or delay the planting of their 22 crop, which, you know, they're a big player in the markets. You know, they're either number one, two, three, or four in a lot of the major commodities. So I think that is really what could come in and kind of drive the market right now.
Yeah, and that actually could be a little bullish for this market.
It could be very bullish, you know, especially for wheat and for corn. Soybeans, not so much, but sunflowers, it would be friendly. They're 80% of the sunflower production.
What's not hot with this market then?
Well, you'll have to say the news that's coming out. I mean, you know, the trade, it virtually ignored the USDA outlook numbers, and they were a little bit negative when you dug deep into them. A little bit negative for the wheat market and more production, higher stocks for corn. But it was friendly to soybeans, but you could see that's why they just kind of ignored it and went on to trade the Russian-Ukraine issue.
That's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk.